Action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when a lot of shows this weekend are canned. People are out and about, but I'm here. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. And we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you. We also have some phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. A bunch of people took advantage of that by recording questions. We'll tackle some of those questions later in the program. And we also have open lines today, so you can call us. You've got a medical dilemma. You have a question about nutrition. We're here. We're live. And we're available for your phone calls. Also, we're going to talk a lot about some of the events of the week. So we've got a loaded program for you as you relax on a Labor Day weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on this theme. 25 years ago, when I was working for radio station WOR in New York City, the advertising department would come to me with pitches that were for sponsors. And one of the pitches was for a service that would be allowing people to get a whole body CT scan for early detection of disease. And they said, this is going to be a great sponsor. They got a lot of sponsor bucks. And in addition, they're going to offer you a free whole body CT scan so that you can look inside every cell of your body to determine if you have an incipient blood vessel problem, potentially a cancer, catch it early, and therefore prevent yourself a lot of hardship down the line. And I said no to that sponsor, because I was well aware that if you scan the average body of the average healthy person, you're going to find some stuff. You're going to find some suspicious stuff. And in medicine, we call these things incidentalomas. The key word here is incidental. These are incidental findings. Another word for them is what I call schmutz, which means little areas that are calcified or unclear or showing some sort of anomaly that isn't necessarily a surefire sign of a serious problem, but that demands further evaluation. Many of you have experienced this. Maybe you've had, you've had an x-ray for potential fracture, and then they find something in your lung, and they say, well, it's not necessarily cancer, but it was a little suspicious, so we're going to have to repeat the test. We're going to do, like, instead of an X-ray, this time we'll do a CT scan with even more radiation, and then we're going to have to monitor every 6 months to see if it changes, and so on down the line. Recently had a situation where someone had a test that revealed she thought she had a hip problem. So they did an MRI of her hip, and then it turned out that something was maybe going on in her uterus, and then a bunch of unnecessary tests were performed. So this leads us to a story in People magazine, which is a very, very interesting. My cell phone is talking to me.
I'm still
not
working.
Sure why. That's interesting. See if I can turn that off. this leads me to a story in People magazine in which Kim Kardashian is encouraging her fans to screen for cancer after herself getting a $2,500 full body scan herself. Now, Kim Kardashian is notable for not having any particular attributes other than being an influencer and a reality show star. She, to my knowledge, doesn't dance. She doesn't act, except in reality shows. But she's an influencer. And she has 363 million Instagram followers. And you can make a lot of money being an influencer, even if you have a few thousand followers. She is encouraging her 363 million Instagram followers to screen for cancer after getting a full body scan. So she's talking about her experience with a pre-nouveau machine that she described as, quote, life-changing. She writes on Instagram, beneath a picture of her wearing black scrubs. She always has tailored outfits, and in this case, this is medically appropriate. She's wearing scrubs. The pre-nouveau full-body scan has the ability to detect cancer and diseases such as aneurysms in its earliest stages before symptoms arise. It was like getting an MRI for an hour with no radiation. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share hashtag not an ad. Well, technically, it's not an ad, but she's an influencer, and she gets paid for these appearances. And a bunch of stars have gotten into this. People push back on this. One person wrote, Kim, this is for wealthy people. People can't afford food right now. Another said, the fact majority of society can't even afford insurance for a simple wellness checkup. But that'd be one thing. You know, the cost of these things, not covered by insurance, is one thing. But the usefulness of these things is also a concern. Because what they're saying here is that the healthcare community has been debating elective full-body MRI screenings for years. The concern has been whether these scans will actually enhance care and the quality of it, or whether they'll just inflate prices. Moreover, they can reveal a lot of stuff that leads to unnecessary testing, unnecessary expense, unnecessary hardship, and even harm to patients. Because, by the way, CT scans, not MRIs, but CT scans deliver a lot of radiation. And the more you have, the more you increase potentially the risk for cancers down the line that are caused by radiation. The American College of Radiology has said in its official position on these things that there is not, and I'm quoting, not sufficient evidence to justify recommending total body screenings for patients with no clinical symptoms, risk factors, or a family history suggesting underlying disease or serious injury. In other words, yeah, okay, maybe you're a smoker, okay? Yeah, maybe then it is merited because you have a higher risk of cancer, but maybe you just want to get a targeted MRI to your lungs to see if indeed you have early cancer, which these days, if treated early, may increase your chances of survival, not necessarily, because lung cancer is very hard to treat. So the problem here is that, according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, who also has a position paper on this, whole body scanning has a risk of false positive findings that can result in unnecessary testing and procedures with additional risks, including considerable exposure to radiation, with CT scans and sometimes PET scans. PET scans even add to the amount of radiation that you get. There is indeed an increase in the possibility of developing cancer later in life from these radiation exposures and accruing, of course, additional medical costs as a result. So the influencers like Kim Kardashian, often for personal gain, exposure, and fortune, push unproven medical treatments and interventions. And, you know, really, they have a responsibility because they make a lot of money. They have a lot of followers. They're telling people to make what could be life, not necessarily life-saving, but life-changing decisions that are not medically substantiated. So there you have it, my view on screening with whole body scans, not yet ready for prime time. Maybe in a future date, improved technology will help light up things that are certain to be cancer, that are certain to make a difference. But unfortunately, the technology doesn't deliver on what seems like a pretty reasonable premise. Early detection can save lives. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The
this is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Happy Labor Day to you and your family and your workers there that are helping
you
put on the show.
Yeah.
Nice day. String of nice days. Let me just say first, I called about just one thing. It was about the insulin, Lantus, and I take 23 units a day. I'm 63 years old, and I was trying to see if I could wean myself down off of that with berberine. Now, how little do I have to take in order to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're a frequent caller, John. Because I'm familiar with your situation, because you say, I'm on insulin. And every time I talk to you, I say, well, why are you on insulin? What's going on that makes you require insulin?
I'll tell you. I went to see you years ago, and you said you probably never get off of insulin. So I'm just, doctor, 14, 35 units, and I was like, no, I'm eating too much because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Because hold on. Because insulin puts you on a merry-go-round of eating more to make sure that your blood sugar doesn't go super low. Because people who have low blood sugar from excess insulin, sometimes they get logy, they fall down, they hurt themselves, they pass out. They can pass out on the subway platform, and then people will walk around them thinking that they're a junkie who's overdosed. And it can be really problematic. So, therefore, you got to keep eating to maintain an adequate blood sugar in the face of high insulin dosing. So the less insulin you're on, the better off you are. The insulin also puts fat in your body. That's a cardiovascular risk factor in itself. So I guess I saw you, so I personally saw you, so I weighed in with the possibility that you may really require insulin long term. What's your height and weight?
I'm 180. I think I can lose weight too, like my brother. He's down lower than me, but he's 71. But I want to tell you what I did. I took recently, I had high blood pressure and it came down to normal, completely normal, like a 20-year-old, because I took fish oil and D-complex vitamins. And that D-complex vitamins are helping me lose weight. I feel more energetic. It does so many things. I can't believe it. If a diabetic is out there not taking D-complex, they should be on a real good high dose D-complex.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. So, okay, so your question is about the berberine. And berberine has effects similar to metformin. It helps to sensitize the cells to insulin. It makes you more insulin, instead of insulin resistant, more insulin sensitive. And it can, I mean, look, I don't know your predicament. You know, you'd have to come back and see me because I'm not really sure what's going on here, why you really do require insulin. Some people do. You know, late onset diabetics sometimes lapse from being able to control their blood sugar with oral medications like Jardiance and like metformin. And now there's evidence, obviously, that these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, things like that, that they can help diabetics lose the weight that's necessary to reduce their dependency on insulin. So I don't know what kind of medical management you're getting. But in 2023, there are a lot of options for people who seem to require insulin, but insulin may be ultimately to their detriment because it helps to prevent them from losing weight. Insulin itself takes a toll on the body when there's excess amounts of insulin. We know that from type 2 diabetics who are not taking insulin, but they have high level blood levels of insulin, and that has deleterious effects on blood pressure ultimately increases cardiovascular risk while controlling blood sugar. You get the blood sugar down, but you know, there may be a trade-off. So someone in your medical management has decided that insulin is required, has prescribed it. There may be ways for you to reduce it. Yes, berberine is one of the plausible things. Chiolic aged garlic extract seems to also have a beneficial effect, and certainly fish oil may be helpful. Come on down, and maybe we can figure out what's going on. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about horseshoe crabs. They play an important role in medicine, but they're an endangered species, so something's got to be done about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality.
That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day sojourns. And I've got the TV monitor on in the studio, on mute, of course, during the show, as I watch the Colorado TCU game, the TCU Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, not Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, playing Colorado. Colorado's coached by Deion Sanders, blast from the past, and a real kind of vignette about how aging can be tough.
Sanders, who was a premier college football player and a speed demon of a guy on the field during his NFL career with various teams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, Falcons, Redskins, Baltimore Ravens, as a kick returner, as a wide receiver, real fast on his feet. He's now coaching Colorado, and the camera focused in on him as he was limping down the sidelines, and Sanders went through a medical crisis where he developed blood clots in his legs. He was in a wheelchair for much of 2021, and he had a couple of toes amputated, and it was discovered that he had a family history of predisposition to blood clots. And there are certain genetic things that make people prone to that. There are screens, blood screens, that can detect these genetic predispositions. But normally, you're not screened for these things routinely until you have a potentially life-threatening blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. And these can be really dangerous and threaten amputation. Often amputation is related to diabetes, but that was not the case with Deion Sanders. And so he is truly an example of how sometimes spectacular athletes, even at a relatively young age, may encounter health problems. All right, this item has to do with horseshoe crabs. And horseshoe crabs are familiar to me because where I vacation in the water, right in front of my house, you can see these fascinating animals that are coming to shore. Certain times of the year, the females come to lay their eggs, and they drift across the bottom of the sea, and they're like a blast from the prehistoric past. They're animals that were probably around 300 million years ago, and they have survived through the extinction of many species, the dinosaurs and whatnot, and they're just amazing creatures. They also play a role in medicine via something called the limulus assay. There's a need in medicine to make sure that especially things that are injected, not so much things that are taken as oral medications, but injectable medications, need to be pure and free of what are called endotoxins, contaminants that can set up serious reactions if injected. And there is something in the blood of horseshoe crabs that reacts with endotoxins and turns a certain color, so that commercial tests to assess the safety of intravenous products are often used. You often use the limulus assay, which requires that horseshoe crabs be harvested and some of their blood is removed, but then they're turned back loose in the wild. It's a little like vampirism by humans to horseshoe crabs. They are bled for their blood, which is blue. And it's estimated that the mortality rates for horseshoe crabs after bleeding are maybe as high as 30%. Whatever the case is, the horseshoe crab population is considered to have declined substantially. They've also been overfished for bait by fishermen. Its eggs provide necessary food for migratory birds. And there's some migratory birds that actually travel from the lowest reaches of South America to the Arctic, 10,000 miles, with the season changes. And they eat the eggs of the horseshoe crab.
But the birds are endangered because the horseshoe crab population is declining. Prior to discovery that the horseshoe crab blood contained this substance limulus, previous endotoxic testing involved injecting rabbits with these intravenous things and waiting to see if they'd get a fever, okay, which is also not very humane. So they thought, well, it's more humane to use the horseshoe crabs. All right, fast forward to the present. Horseshoe crab blood in drug safety testing, it may not be needed much longer because they've come up with synthetic alternatives which have been hailed as a monumental positive change. Many of the companies that used to use the limulus assay are now switching to bioengineered assays. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, all the big companies are getting together and they're saying, no, we're not going to use this horseshoe crab stuff anymore. We've graduated to the era where we can spare the horseshoe crabs bloodletting and we can use a new synthetic assay to prove the safety of things that we're going to inject into humans. All right, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information to order. And you may say, well, great, astaxanthin sounds good. I'll go to Amazon and I'll order some. Problem is, and this is commendable work that's been undertaken by the folks at now Vitamins, also makers of the professional line Protocol for Life Balance, which is even more stringently quality controlled. They did a survey of products available on Amazon, and they looked specifically at astaxanthin. And what they found is that a very high percentage of products purporting to contain astaxanthin didn't meet the product label claims. There, when they said six, there was two, or sometimes there was none. It was all over the place. So you really want to go to a manufacturer whose products are of the highest quality, who conscientiously test for potency and guarantee that their products deliver what's on the label. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, they have been saying for a really long time that the culprit in heart disease is cholesterol and saturated fat. But sugar has been relatively ignored as a cause of heart disease. And doubts have now been cast on the role of saturated fat and cholesterol. Some studies suggest that there's not really a correlation between intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And especially if you are on a low-carbohydrate diet where you're avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, saturated fat and cholesterol may make little difference at all. Here's a study. A study looking at nearly 10,000 heart disease cases over 40 years. And what they found is that, and the 10,000 heart disease cases were culled from a large study, the Nurses' Health Study, as well as the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study of nearly 39,000 males. So looking at well over 100,000 individuals nearly 10,000 of whom developed heart disease over 40 years. The study aimed to investigate the associations of individual dietary sugars with heart disease risk. And here's what they found. Calorie for calorie, because there's no question that if you eat a lot of sugar and you eat more fat, you're going to get fat, and that's going to increase your risk of heart disease. So, yeah, the fat contributes to risk. But if you compare toe-to-toe, calorie for calorie, the hazard risk of intake of total sugar and added sugar was positively associated with cardiovascular risk. What's interesting in this study is they found that the sugar contributed by fruits and vegetables, however, was not associated with coronary risk. So their conclusion is that intakes of total sugar, added sugar, and fructose from added sugar and juice, and by the way, fructose is often added to fruit juice, to what are called fruit drinks, because you can't call something adulterated with added sugar a fruit juice. It becomes a fruit drink because sugar is added. But the fructose from whole fruits and vegetables not associated with heart disease risk, but intakes of sugar from added sugar and juice were associated with higher coronary risk. So there you have, it's the kind of thing that is a smoking gun for the food industry, because let's say something has been shown to increase the risk of lung cancer, like cigarettes. Well, heart disease, let's face it, heart disease kills maybe 10 times more people than lung cancer does. And if it's been decided that cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer and heart disease death, and now sugar has been established as the cause of coronary death, well, isn't it time to focus on sugar the way we've focused on tobacco as a risk factor for some of the major causes of death in America? Think about it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined a life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we have a call from Sandy in Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's your question, Sandy?
I'm scheduled for a total shoulder and reverse shoulder arthroplasty surgery, and I was told that I'm going to need somebody to help me afterwards, and I live alone and don't have anybody to help me, and I'm wondering if I can take care of myself, what this is going to involve.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know what the specific requirements are for shoulder replacement surgery. It is, from the standpoint of dependency on help, it's a little less than knee replacement or hip replacement, but surely you're going to find yourself limited in terms of your ability to take care of yourself. If you live alone, you have to prepare food for yourself. If you have to do certain things around the house, if you have to shop, for example. So it sounds like you're going to need a little help short term. You say you don't have anybody around. You may have to, go out there and hire somebody to get help.
because that I need. I don't need help with those things, but the help I need with, I didn't know what it's going to be like with the dressing. And they say that an arm mobilizer needs to be put on and taken off. And,
well, I think that's what, you know, typically, yeah, that's what happens. You know, I recall that when I was working in the hospital, it's been many years since I worked in the hospital, but what we would do with cases like this is we'd hand people over to the, quote, social worker. I don't know what they call them these days in the hospital. But these people work closely with discharge planning. In other words, they plan not just what happens in the hospital, but what's going to happen when you go home. Because there's no point in doing an operation, sending a patient home, and then the patient experiences difficulty, has a problem, and then ends up bouncing back into the hospital. So usually the hospital arranges for some kind of aftercare. And to a large extent, that's often included, bundled into the surgery. It's considered an essential component of the surgery, and it's covered by insurance. I mean, look, surely if you are rich, you can say, well, I'm going to hire a private duty nurse who's going to sleep on a cot in my living room and cater to my every whim for the few days or a couple of weeks until I'm able to take care of myself, you know, deal with the aftercare, like, you know, removing and replacing the dressing, making sure that the wound is healing properly, that kind of thing. But that's usually handled as part of, you know, any kind of surgical intervention. So that should be, that shouldn't be that much of a problem. Here's an item that talks about, you know, washing the bedding and washing the pillows, how often should you do that? It seems like I'm always washing and washing and washing the bedding. And I wonder, you know, is it overkill? Because, you know, after a while, those pillowcases wear out and they have to replace them. So maybe I'd get more mileage out of my pillowcases if I didn't wash them so darn often. Well, it turns out I'm right about it. Unwashed pillowcases contain more bacteria than toilet seats, according to a report. It says here that an unwashed pillowcase could harbor 3 million bacteria after just a week. It's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat, according to a new report. Okay, here's what happens. Allergens, fungi, and dead skin are among the things that accumulate on pillowcases, and they can attract dust mites, which feed on human skin. Yuck. And microscopic critters, like bacteria, fungus, because you get into bed and you contaminate your bed linens with dead skin cells, about 50 million per day. There's sweat, there's makeup, there's lotions, hair, anything else you picked up during the day through contact, certainly some bacteria, some viruses, pollen, pet dander, mold, dirt particles. So wash your pillowcases frequently because, hey, you're putting your face in them and you're inhaling all that junk. That's not good for allergies and potentially for infections. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood In Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. There's a method to the madness. Biden plans to ask Congress for billions more dollars for another COVID vaccine. With more masks and vaccines, maybe stimulus checks? Americans' wallets can't survive another free money handout. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former President Trump continues to hold a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
A new Wall Street Journal poll shows nearly 60% of Republican voters back the former president. That's an 11-point increase since the newspaper's April survey. Trump's closest challenger is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who picked up 13%. The survey found that Trump's lead over DeSantis has nearly doubled to 46 percentage points. All other GOP candidates are in the single digits. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls finds 54.2% of those surveyed disapprove of the job that President Biden's doing. Only 41.8% approve. That's a negative 12.4 spread. Not good news for the president. Highest rating he achieved in the surveys was 44% approval and a low of 39%. President Biden heading to Vietnam next week to meet with Vietnam leaders. The one-day stop in Hanoi, September 10th, comes after attending the annual Group of 20 Leaders Summit in India. Yun Sun, director of the China program at the Stinson Center, says Vietnam's still playing a delicate balancing act.
Vietnam is very carefully calibrating its relationship with both Washington and Beijing in order to maintain its balanced approach.
Meanwhile, Sun adds, Vietnam has been quick to reassure China about the U.S. visit.
The General Secretary of the Vietnamese Communist Party came out to say that while China is always going to be the priority of Vietnam, and this statement was made right after White House announced that Biden is going to visit Vietnam.
More stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne announcing an upcoming ban on disposable vaping devices as part of a national anti-smoking plan.
She didn't say when the ban would come into force, but she did confirm the government would soon unveil its new plan to combat smoking, which she said is the cause of 75,000 deaths a year in the country. The Prime Minister added disposable vapes are giving bad habits to young people. France has banned the sale of electronic cigarettes to those under 18. But it's not widely respected. Promoting or advertising such products is also prohibited. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Turkish President Erdogan will meet with Vladimir Putin Monday, hoping to persuade the Russian leader to rejoin the Black Sea grain deal that Moscow broke off from in July. And as the U.S. government built its latest stretch of border wall, Mexico with a statement of its own, laying the remains of the Berlin Wall just a few steps away. More at townhall.com. It is slow going in cleanup and repair work in the wake of the Vermont flooding in July.
Some residents still face housing shortages and contractors working around the clock to repair electrical systems and to install furnaces in some damaged homes as colder weather approaches. FEMA has determined 2,000 homes had some damage. Several others were destroyed. The agency is providing manufactured homes and searching for apartments. Republican Governor Phil Scott says the flooding has worsened Vermont's existing housing crisis. Jason Walker reporting.
Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature wants to impeach a newly elected liberal state Supreme Court Justice, Janet Prestazowicz. The unprecedented move comes as the court's being asked to throw out legislative electoral maps drawn by the legislature in 2011. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
America's senior care consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in today. And this program will be loaded, and I mean loaded, with lots of information about a really important subject of Medicaid. And I would say the majority of clients that I work with through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I always ask the question, because you never make assumptions. You know what they say about how you spell assume, right? So you never make assumptions. I always ask the question when we're talking about the financial part of things and the affordability of things and how expensive everything is in the world of senior care, is it possible that you will outlive your assets or that you could outlive your assets? And occasionally I'll work with someone who has a really strong long-term care insurance policy and they have investments. They've done well for themselves. They've done a really good job saving for a rainy day and saving for things like this. They plan very, very well and they are pretty set. It would be almost impossible for some folks to outlive their assets while paying for the high cost of senior care, especially if you have a solid long-term care insurance policy. And I've talked about long-term care insurance on the program many times before, but if I would say, though, for the majority of my clients, it is a possibility that they could outlive their assets and need to qualify for Medicaid. And I have a lot of people who qualify for it right away because they have essentially already outlived their assets. And I'll talk more about that here in a little bit. So let's start to break this topic down. And it is the topic of Medicaid. And first up, let me say this. I have the question a lot where people kind of interchange the word Medicare and Medicaid.
And so you can't do that. So they said, well, that Medicare thing, or that, well, you know, when you get help paying for this, and I'm like, nope, that, no, that's not Medicare. It's Medicaid. So let's not confuse the two. Medicare, the easiest way to talk about Medicare, and as we get closer to open enrollment coming up here, annual election period, which is essentially October the 15th through December the 7th. We'll be talking a lot more about Medicare coming up here this fall. Like, we'll talk a lot more about that, right? But just generally speaking, Medicare is your health insurance. That's just the easiest way that I can see to look at it. So Medicare is your health insurance, and it pays for if you have to go to the hospital or if you have to get a surgery, you have a doctor's appointment. In the doctor's appointment, they may run some blood tests, you know, so you have, you know, it covers lab work and x-rays and MRIs and all of that good stuff. It also pays for home health care, visits in your home through a Medicare certified home health agency. It does pay for hospice services, which is wonderful. It pays for, and I'm just touching the surface here, it pays for a lot of stuff. Your Medicare Part D pays for your prescription medications, pays for a big chunk of that. So, and then your Medicare Part B. So Part A is the hospitalization part. Part B is the doctor's offices and all the outpatient stuff and the x-rays and labs and all that kind of stuff. Part B pays for 80%. And then most folks then will get a supplement insurance, an F or, well, no, take that back, scratch that. You can't buy an F anymore. If you have an F plan, hold on to that. That is a Cadillac. They don't even sell them anymore. So hang on to that if you can afford it. But Plan G is very similar to that, just cost a little bit more. Plan N, like my mom has, that pays the other 20% that Part B doesn't cover. And so that is all of that stuff is your health insurance. So what is Medicaid? And simply put, Medicaid is financial assistance for a lot of things. Okay, it helps pay for a lot of things in the world of healthcare. And I'm going to focus today on Medicaid and paying for long-term care. And that's the kind of the lane that I'm going to be in. I'm going to venture out a little bit and talk about assisted living later on in the program. But it's a federal program, so the government has a Medicaid budget. It is massive, by the way. But here's an interesting little wrinkle. It is administered at the state level. So each state, although most states I think are pretty similar, okay, each state could have some slight differences, and some of those differences could be huge depending on your situation. Okay, so right here in Kansas and Missouri, I'm in my backyard, I'm in the Kansas City metro area. So, and we straddle a state line, like a lot of other cities. So you have the Kansas side, the Missouri side, and they're not reciprocal. So if you have Medicaid in Kansas and you want to move to Missouri, you have to reapply for Medicaid, which is kind of crazy in my opinion. But there are no exceptions or reciprocity there. And there are some huge differences, or could be huge, for some people and their situation. So, again, that's Medicaid. And for the purpose of today, I'm going to talk about how it pays for long-term care. All right, so how do you qualify? So the state looks at your income, they look at your assets, and on assets, I'll break down the income here in a little bit, but on assets, that is the stuff that you own, okay? So they separate them into exempt assets, not countable, and then countable assets. So essentially what they're looking at is just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, many times your IRAs and your 401ks. So and sometimes not those personal, you know, the IRAs and 401ks, sometimes not, right? It gets really complex, but essentially they're looking at your countable assets and what the assets that are exempt. So your house is exempt for now. For now, there's an asterisk there. Okay, a car is exempt. You can have a prepaid funeral plan, which, by the way, if you don't have one, that's a very good use of your funds as you're spending down to qualify for Medicaid. You can have a very small amount of life insurance with a little bit of cash value in that. And then all the stuff in your house, that's all exempt. Okay, so let's look at a person, a single person, an individual. Could be a single person, a widow, or a widower. And let's say that this single person has, for example, let's say they have $50,000 left, and that's it. All right, they've sold their house, they have a car, they live in an apartment, they're doing fine, but they're spending down towards that qualification number. And they're going to need to move to long-term care. Okay, so they have $50,000, and in the state of Missouri, you can have a maximum of $5,000. In the state of Kansas, you can have a maximum of $2,000. And like I said, this program is broadcast all over the country. So all of the states could be a little bit different. But let me say this, you're just about out of money. Okay, all the numbers could be a little bit different. But on several of the states that I've checked with, I mean, they're in this range. So you're just about out of money, and then you can qualify. Okay, so let's say you're that person that has the $50,000, and then you're spending down. And then once you hit, again, in Missouri, $5,000, in Kansas, $2,000, and in other states it could be different, then all of a sudden, click, you qualify. This is just a very simple means test and an asset test. That's it. Okay? And so what the big question is, I mean, what can you pay for on that, quote-unquote, spend down? Okay, so we're going from $50,000. So I personally live in Kansas. I'm on the Kansas side of the KC metro area. So you have $50,000, well, okay, and you move into long-term care. Many people still refer to that as a nursing home. You move into long-term care, and obviously you can pay for your care. And then you can also pay off debt. So let's say if you have, you know, a little bit of money on a credit card or whatever the debt might be, you can use that money to pay off your debts and get rid of your debts. If you still own your home, you can do some home improvements. That's perfectly allowed. You can use cash to buy a prepaid funeral plan, so that's really financially smart, taking a countable asset and turning it into an exempt asset. And you can even buy a car and upgrade your car if you wanted to do that. Okay, so with that, I've got so much more coming up next, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All long-term care communities are Medicaid certified. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Here's the details on buying eBay's Certified Refurbished. Up to 50% off your favorite electronics from brands like Apple, Samsung, Bose, and many more. Plus, quality vetted sellers, 1 or 2 year warranty, free shipping, and returns of products are listed by condition. Rob Bigler from eBay has more.
Think about a certified pre-owned car, similar sort of a thing where they're like new, but at a significant discount. And it's just as good in terms of quality. So that value is very important, that value being the combination of price and quality. It keeps these items out of landfills. And that's important from a sustainability perspective. So it's good value. You can trust that eBay's got your back on these items, and they're good quality. And it's a good sustainability message at the same time.
Shop and save. It's super easy at eBay.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All long-term care communities are Medicaid certified. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And I know that a lot of people assume that, oh, we'll just move in here, then we'll just go on that Medicaid thing when we run out of money. That could be a huge, gigantic mistake, and that's something that you need to know about before ever even thinking about moving into there. But maybe I'll expand on that here in just a little bit. So, all right. So today, again, we're talking about Medicaid, and it's a question that comes up pretty much every single time that, almost every single time that I work with our clients with senior care consulting, because one of the big areas that we drill down on, we have a discussion on it, how to pay for senior care. And we talk about income and assets available. I always ask if this person is a veteran, or if it's possibly a surviving spouse of a veteran. So we explore that VA aid and attendance benefit, and we just look through, and if they have a long-term care insurance policy, I'm always glad to take a look at that and try to break that down to see what that looks like and what it's going to pay and how that impacts us financially. Right. So again, how do you qualify for Medicaid? You look at your liquid assets and then you spend those assets down to, again, in Kansas, 2,000, Missouri, 5,000, and most of the states are in that range, not a lot of difference. And basically you are almost broke. And then when you qualify, the good news is Medicaid pays for just about everything that you're going to need. All right. So our government, in all of their wisdom, they look at long-term care communities, again, also referred to as a nursing home. They look at that as a medical model. And so because it is a quote-unquote medical model where it's mostly about the care, It's not much about your personal space, but it's mostly about the care and the support that you get. Our government will pay all day, every day for long-term care. I mean, they shell out billions and billions of dollars. I mean, it is unbelievable. Obviously, now you have to qualify for that. And by the way, to move to a long-term care community, you have to qualify that for that as well. So, for example, you know, there is a care assessment that has to be done. So it's a third party doing a brief assessment and interview with you to make sure that you could actually benefit from the services provided or offered by the long-term care provider. Okay, so I can't just walk up to a nursing home and knock on the door and say, hey, my name is Steve, and you know, I'd like to move in here, and I'd like the Medicaid program to pay for all of my costs. So where am I going to sleep? Where's my bed? Point me in the right direction, right? Well, they're going to kick me out of there because I don't qualify, because I don't require the services and the support and the care provided by a long-term care community. So you need to actually need that. But again, our government will pay all day, every day for long-term care. So then the big assumption is, well, Steve, then certainly if they pay for that, then they would pay for assisted living because that's less expensive and they provide care too, right? That's a pretty good assumption. That's not bad. But I'm here to tell you, to give you the bad news, that they don't like to pay for assisted living. Okay, so, and now I have to qualify that statement, because as soon as I say that, there are, at least in the Kansas City area, there are a few assisted living communities that will still work with the Medicaid program. But frankly, it's become such a hassle, and they're not paying enough, et cetera, just all the nightmare horror stories that we've all heard, that most assisted living providers have said, to heck with that. I'm not gonna deal with that. So we're just going to be private pay only. And if you're living here and you run out of money, then you're gonna have to move to long-term care that's Medicaid certified. So that's not ideal. That's not ideal. So here's the challenge for Medicaid and the assisted living level of care. So in Kansas, and again, there are different programs all around the country, but in Kansas, just as an example, there's a program or a bucket of money within the Medicaid program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services. And I think that abbreviation or acronym is also used in other states around the country. And if not, it might be called something else, something similar. But what that means is that they'll pay for home and community-based services, and assisted living happens to fit within that profile or that description of home and community-based services. But here's the problem. They will only pay for the support services offered at the assisted living level of care. So they'll pay for someone to help with your bathing and your dressing and your grooming. They'll pay for your medication management. They'll pay for someone to help you with your exercise programs and help you and help make your meals and provide, you know, some socialization opportunities through activities. And they'll pay for your transportation. So all of those support type of services, which are critical, they'll pay for that. But guess what they won't pay for? They will not pay for, now this is in Kansas through the HCBS program, they will not pay for the cost of the apartment or the cost of room and board. So if you're an assisted living community in the state of Kansas, now this is the back office kind of nightmare stuff. Now they have to split out their costs between, okay, it's this much for room and board for the cost of your apartment, it's this much for the support services, so we can work with Medicaid and recoup that. But the cost of the apartment is X dollars, and most folks fall short with their income. They fall short of that number. And so usually the cost of room and board of the apartment is higher than what the person can hold on to and keep out of their income. So then we have to look for family, and I call that part of it, that shortage, a family contribution. And so if I'm able to work with the family, say we have four siblings and everyone says, hey, yeah, we could chip in, $250 a piece up to $1,000 a month to make up that shortage. So if you can find a place that's a good place, offers great care, and that shortfall is $1,000 or less, we can do that. We're willing to do that. Okay, so that's the conversation that I have up front with my clients. And if the family is not able to come up with that, then it's just not going to be an option for us. Okay, in the state of Missouri, they have a program where they'll have a senior voucher. Oh, yeah, we'll pay for assisted living. Okay, it's $292 a month. Give me a break. I mean, that's one of those government programs that, oh, it sounds great on the front end, and then you realize, oh, my goodness, $292. That doesn't make a difference for hardly anyone, okay? So guess what? They're not going to work with assisted living, with Medicaid paying for assisted living in the state of Missouri. But again, check with your local state because these things could be different state by state. And coming up next, I'm going to answer the question, what happens to your income every month when you qualify for Medicaid?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Us and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today we're talking about Medicaid, and I'm just touching on all sorts of aspects and all sorts of questions that I have routinely coming up when I meet with my clients with Senior Care Consulting. But one of them is, well, Steve, so you spend down those assets to, you know, $2,000 or $5,000 or whatever it is in your state, but I have this income coming in a month, every month of, you know, like $1,800 or whatever the number is. It could be $800. It could be $3,800, okay, with Social Security and pension and all of this stuff. So that doesn't that put me over every month? And I'm like, well, okay, that's logical to think that, okay, but your income is handled very differently, separately. So your assets are your assets. Again, liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, all the stuff. Okay, those are the assets. You spend down, you hit the number, and you're in. That's it. What happens to your income is something that is different. So you have a monthly income coming in, whatever the number is. And then this is exactly what happens. Right off of the top of your income, you pay for your Medicare. I talked about that earlier, health insurance. You pay for your Medicare premiums because the government's like, hey, keep up that Medicare because that's going to pay for, you know, thousands if, or tens of thousands, or if you have a serious surgery, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of health care costs. So keep up your Medicare and take your, you know, if. So you got your Part B that usually comes out of your check and that reduces your net income. And then if you have like a Part F or a G or an N or whatever your supplement is, okay, that could be $120 to, you know, $300 a month. Okay. So, and your Part D, that could be $20 to $50 a month. Whatever you're paying for, your Advantage plan is a lot less than that, but whatever you're paying for comes right off the top of your income every month. So you have a couple of thousand coming in, you pay for your Medicare premiums, and now your Medicare, now you're set, you're solid on your health insurance. And then after you pay for your Medicare plans and your premiums, then you get to keep a little bit of money. It's not much. Okay. So fair warning, in Kansas, you get to keep $62 a month. Don't spend it all in one place. Okay, so you get to keep a couple of bucks there. Now in Missouri, it's $50 a month. I can't believe that these states haven't increased that just a little bit. But it's been $50 and $62 forever. For a long, long time. Okay, so you got a couple of bucks in your pocket every month to buy a Snickers and a Diet Coke or pay for a a Pepsi or pizza or whatever it is, right? Or to buy a piece of clothing here or there. It's not much. Okay? So your income, pay for your Medicare, you keep a couple of bucks, and then whatever is left over, whether that's $500 or $3,000 or whatever the number is, whatever is left over goes back to the nursing home or the long-term care community. As now Medicaid calls it the patient liability. And I don't like that term. I always call things like I see it. That's your copay, right? So I speak in English. So that whatever's left over after you pay your Medicare, you keep a couple of bucks, whatever that balance is goes to that nursing home or long-term care community as your contribution towards the cost of your care. And again, I call it a copay. Every month, that's exactly what happens. That's treated completely separately, very differently than your assets, okay? And then, obviously, that's not enough to pay for the rate that is charged by the nursing home. So then the Medicaid program pays the nursing home the difference. So the Medicaid program picks up the majority, the bulk of the cost. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. If we were on TV, I have some awesome graphics that would probably make this a little easier to understand. And but the other little hidden contribution to this, which no one usually ever knows about, is the nursing home itself. They would rarely, if ever, get paid their retail rate of, you know, $300 a day or whatever the number is. So the nursing home, if they have chosen to be Medicaid certified and work with the Medicaid program, then they're voluntarily accepting what Medicaid says is the maximum amount or an allowable. That number changes every quarter. It's a convoluted little equation, but it moves around a little bit every quarter. So let's say the nursing home normally charges $300 a day for a shared room in long-term care. And let's say their reimbursement rate from Medicaid is $260. They agree to take $260 or accept that as their payment in full, and then they write off the $40 a day, which is about $1,200 a month, right? So this is exactly how it works with Medicaid in your monthly income. The individual has their income, they pay their Medicare, they keep a couple of bucks, they contribute to the nursing home for their care in the form of a copay. The nursing home reduces their rate and they accept a discount and they write off the difference as just uncollectible. They don't go after the family or anything like that. They don't put a lien on your estate or any of that stuff, okay? They just write it off, and they accept that lowered amount, and then Medicaid pays them the difference up to that Medicaid rate. And that is exactly what happens to your income every single month once you qualify. So, again, if you're on that spend down and you're paying for your care and you bought yourself a pair of hearing aids and a new flat-screen TV for your room and maybe a new wheelchair and some clothing, and, again, you're paying for your care and you paid off a little bit of debt and all of those things, and you bought a prepaid funeral plan, which I can't tell you how smart that is, okay, and then you qualify, and then every month, from that point going forward, that's what happens to the monthly income. All right, so hopefully that makes sense. And then when you're qualifying for Medicaid, there's something called a five-year look back. It used to be three, now it's five. And Medicaid is just looking back for 5 years, asking if you've made any gifts, like large gifts. And I don't have a lot of time to go into that today. But if there are any gifts, then those gifts are going to have to be cured. And that's a whole separate discussion. So we'll get into that another time. But let me just talk very briefly about something called a care contract. So I see a lot of people who are staying at home, and they're trying to stay at home as long as they can and remain independent, and maybe bring in a quality home care provider to help them remain independent in their home. Sometimes families will pay a family member to provide care, legitimately provide care, that would help them stay home and not have to move to a senior care community quite so soon. Well, if you're just paying someone out of pocket for them legitimately providing care for you, okay, and there are a lot of people who are doing this, you may be making a huge mistake, potentially. So let's say you pay a son or a daughter for 2 or 3 years, and it's, you know, quite a bit of money. You're paying them, you know, $25, $30 an hour, which is basically what a home care provider would charge, and maybe even more than that. But you're paying them the going market rate, and everything's fine. They quit their job so that they could become your caregiver. This is very, very common, by the way. And you're not trying to cause any problems. And then, say, 3 years down the road, this is not working out any longer. The care that you require is more than can be provided at home. And now you need to move to long-term care and qualify for Medicaid because now you're also out of money. Well, they're going to look back, Medicaid, and they're going to say, well, now, what are all these payments that you made to your daughter? Oh, well, she quit her job and she moved in and she helped us with the care, and she just did a great job. They're going to ask you a question. Well, where's your care contract? And you're like, what? Excuse me? What was that? Where is your care contract? Well, what is that? Okay, so here's the message. You need to have a care contract drafted by an elder law or estate planning attorney in your state that works with language in your state. And it's essentially an employment agreement that legitimizes the payments. Without that, unfortunately, Medicaid is probably going to call that a gift, which is terrible. But if they call it a gift, then you're going to be in a giant world of hurt here financially because of that 5-year look back, and you're going to have a tremendous Medicaid penalty that may not be able to pay back. So be sure to have a care contract, and if you don't have one, get one ASAP.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
While the band Queen wasn't singing about ASUS in their 1989 hit I Want It All, they could have been talking about the ASUS ZenBook 14 OLED laptop, model number UM3402, as you do get it all in this thin and light yet powerful laptop, and with an exceptional OLED screen and long-lasting 75-watt-hour battery. Measuring under 17 millimeters thin and weighing just 1.39 kilograms, the ZenBook 14 OLED was built for effortless portability. Complementing its modern and elegant design is a breathtaking display, an ultra-wide screen, 16:10 aspect ratio, OLED, nano-edge touchscreen with pixel-perfect 2.8K resolution and high dynamic range, or HDR, for better contrast, brightness up to 550 nits, and more vivid Pantone-validated color accuracy. For more, visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I didn't mean to scare anyone with that care contract, but that's huge. That's huge. Here's the problem with it. Unfortunately, there have been people out there who try to kind of go around the system and, here's $10,000, and you provided a lot of care, right? Yeah, right. And so you had people trying to siphon off money as they were spending down, trying to get qualified for Medicaid, and they abused the heck out of the system. And now, guess what? We all have to pay for it. Every time you have people who are trying to do something silly, unscrupulous, right? And I have a lot of other terms for that. But anyway, they're trying to kind of gyp the system there and qualify for something that they don't really qualify for. And they go around the rules and then they ruin it for everyone else. So now Medicaid says, well, if you don't have a contract and you've been paying someone for care, even if it's perfectly legitimately offered and provided, they just automatically assume that wasn't right. And if you don't have a care contract to back that up, it never happened. It's all payments to your family member, and that's a major Medicaid penalty. And you don't want to deal with the Medicaid penalty, trust me. All right, so I mentioned it earlier. What happens if you're living in an assisted living community that's private pay and you're running out of money? What should you do? I get this call all the time. In fact, I'm working with a couple of different clients right now who says, Steve, mom's out of money, or dad has, very little left, and we're going to get kicked out of this place, and we're going to need to find long-term care Medicaid certified. Can you help us with that? Okay, and of course I can. But so what do you do if your loved one is living in an assisted living community and you can clearly see they're running out of money? The amount goes down every month, and you can see zero coming in your near future. Well, first of all, do not wait until the very last minute. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. Now, if you have, I can still help, right? But don't do that. Seriously, do not wait until the last second. Be proactive and begin your search for another place well before the funds run out. You will thank me for that. So, obviously, the next step is then, because Medicaid will pay all day, every day, for long-term care, a nursing home, because that's considered a medical model. You're going to need to move to a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified. And guess what? Not all places work with Medicaid. There are lots of places that are long-term care communities, and they're private pay only. And they don't take Medicaid. They don't work with Medicaid. And these places are full, by the way. So don't make the assumption that, oh, I'll just move over here. No, they may not accept Medicaid. There's some other challenges as well. They may have a private pay requirement. So a long-term care community may very well be Medicaid certified. But what you won't see in their advertisements and what you probably won't see on their website is, oh, and yeah, well, we can work with Medicaid, but we require a 12 months of private pay, and then we'll work with Medicaid, or 18 months of private pay, or 24 months of private pay, and then we'll work with Medicaid. So even if the place, you might look it up and you're like, oh, that's a nice place, great ratings, heard good things about it. Oh, yeah, it looks like they take Medicaid. Okay, well, we'll just move over there. Well, if you have waited too long and you don't have any funds or hardly any funds left, or maybe you don't have enough funds left, and they have that 6 or 12 or 18 or 24-month private pay requirement, that's not going to work for you. You won't qualify financially. Okay, so, and there's also some other challenges. Some places that are Medicaid certified may have a limited number of Medicaid certified beds. Now, most places in my neck of the woods here, if they're Medicaid certified, then the whole building is Medicaid certified. Okay, but some places can choose and have chosen to have 4 or 8 or 10 or some limited number of Medicaid beds available. So they may be full with residents that have lived in that community for many months or maybe even years. And they don't want to kick them out. They want to leave them right where they are and continue to provide their great care and bill Medicaid. So it may be reserved for those folks. So you just can't make these assumptions. And again, if you wait till the last second, it's going to limit your options. Now, if you're just getting involved and you're like, oh, I had no idea, but you know, my relatives that I have responsibility for now are just about out of money. We need to move them very quickly to a Medicaid certified long-term care community. Well, then what that is, again, this is going to limit our options. It's not impossible. But when you move in, you have to have what's called a payor source, a source of payment. So if you're walking in the front door, you've spent all of your funds, and you're literally out of money, and you would immediately qualify for Medicaid. What that's called is Medicaid pending. What that means is you walk in the front door, they start providing care from day one. You submit your application to Medicaid. Could take 30 to 90 days, depending on if they're backed up or not, and depending on if there are any mistakes on the application or not. But it could take 30 to 90 days for that application to get approved. So when you move in, the nursing home is actually gambling, and they're betting. They're betting on you. They've looked at the application. They've looked at your situation. They say, yeah, we think that this very nice lady or this very nice gentleman will qualify. It's just a matter of just processing time. So you come in Medicaid pending. So you'll be Medicaid qualified pending the approval, pending the processing time. So then what happens is, let's say if it takes 3 months, and it could, then the nursing home has to bear and shoulder the majority of those costs of payroll and taxes and food and supplies and utilities, all the stuff. And it's big bucks for 90 days. And then in 90 days, your application is approved. And what happens then is Medicaid will pay the nursing home retroactive to the application date, and then they're paid back and made whole. Okay, so it's not impossible to work with that situation, but it makes it more difficult. So again, be proactive and don't wait until the last minute. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The frontrunners for the 2024 presidential nomination are hardly campaigning in early voting states compared with rivals who are active in South Carolina, New Hampshire, and in each of Iowa's 99 counties. On Fox News Sunday, former Vice President Mike Pence said he's not worried about his lagging poll numbers.
There's plenty of time between now and the Iowa caucuses and when these primaries get underway, and we're just going to continue to take our message, my lifetime in the conservative movement, and offer a fresh vision for the Republican Party and for America.
On ABC's News this week, former Vice Presidential candidate and Democrat Senator Tim Kaine summarized his party's reelection strategy.
On our side, you're going to see an accomplishment momentum building and building and building. And on the other side, you're going to be reading what is the latest news about Donald Trump's criminal trials.
An unusual late summer storm turned a week-long counterculture fest into a sloppy mess, with tens of thousands of partygoers stuck in foot-deep mud with no working toilets in the northern Nevada desert. Organizers closed the Burning Man Festival to vehicles after one death was reported. The festival ends on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling for the immediate deportation of some African migrants who were involved in a violent clash in Tel Aviv this weekend.
In response to the clashes, Netanyahu has also ordered a plan to remove all the country's African migrants. The bloody protests between rival groups of Eritreans left dozens of people injured. Saturday's violence returns to the fore the issue of immigration, which has long divided Israel. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Turkish President Erdogan meeting with Vladimir Putin Monday in a bid to persuade the Russian leader to rejoin the Black Sea grain deal. More news at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Ukraine President Zelensky is replacing his defense minister.
This is something that's been coming for a little while. It is perhaps part of President Zelensky's wider anti-corruption drive, which has seen a number of high-profile cases throughout this year. There's no suggestion that Mr. Reznikov himself is guilty of any corruption. In fact, there have been a number of quite well-publicized cases of corruption when it comes to procurement within his ministry. And that, I think, is why we're hearing President Zelensky saying the time has come to try some new blood.
South Korea's president says he'll tell the world leaders about the need to faithfully enforce UN sanctions on North Korea when they converge in Indonesia and India for the annual summits this week. President Yoon Suk-yeol is to visit Jakarta to attend a series of summits scheduled alongside a meeting of the Southeast Asian nations' leaders. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. government is trying to stop a planned expedition to the Titanic shipwreck.
The expedition would recover items of historic interest and is being organized by RMS Titanic Incorporated. The Georgia-based firm owns the salvage rights to the wreck and exhibits recovered artifacts. The government's legal challenge to the expedition has nothing to do with the fatal implosion of the Titan submersible in June. It hinges instead on a federal law and a pact with Great Britain to treat the wreck as a memorial to those who died and to prevent entry into its hull. John Scott reporting.
Amazon employees have been pushing back against the company's return to office policy for months, and it seems the e-commerce giant CEO has had about enough. He's telling corporate employees it's past the time to commit to the policy, which requires employees to be in the office 3 days a week. He then signaled that those who might risk their jobs at Amazon. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when a lot of shows this weekend are canned. People are out and about, but I'm here. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. And we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you. We also have some phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. A bunch of people took advantage of that by recording questions. We'll tackle some of those questions later in the program. And we also have open lines today, so you can call us. You've got a medical dilemma. You have a question about nutrition. We're here. We're live, and we're available for your phone calls. Also, we're going to talk a lot about some of the events of the week. So we've got a loaded program for you as you relax on a Labor Day weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on this theme. 25 years ago, when I was working for radio station WOR in New York City, the advertising department would come to me with pitches that were for sponsors. And one of the pitches was for a service that would be allowing people to get a whole body CT scan for early detection of disease. And they said, this is going to be a great sponsor. They got a lot of sponsor bucks. And in addition, they're going to offer you a free whole body CT scan so that you can look inside every cell of your body to determine if you have an incipient blood vessel problem, potentially a cancer, catch it early, and therefore prevent yourself a lot of hardship down the line. And I said no to that sponsor because I was well aware that if you scan the average body of the average healthy person, you're going to find some stuff. You're going to find some suspicious stuff. And in medicine, we call these things incidentalomas. The key word here is incidental. These are incidental findings. Another word for them is what I call schmutz, which means little areas that are calcified or unclear or showing some sort of anomaly that isn't necessarily a surefire sign of a serious problem, but that demands further evaluation. Many of you experienced this. Maybe you've had, you've had an X-ray for potential fracture, and then they find something in your lung, and they say, well, it's not necessarily cancer, but it was a little suspicious, so we're going to have to repeat the test. We're going to do, instead of an X-ray, this time we'll do a CT scan with even more radiation, and then we're going to have to monitor every 6 months to see if it changes, and so on down the line. Recently had a situation where someone had a test that revealed she thought she had a hip problem. So they did an MRI of her hip, and then it turned out that something was maybe going on in her uterus, and then a bunch of unnecessary tests were performed. This leads us to a story in People magazine, which is a very, very interesting. My cell phone is talking to me.
I'm still not
sure
working.
Why. That's interesting. See if I can turn that off. This leads me to a story in People magazine in which Kim Kardashian is encouraging her fans to screen for cancer after herself getting a $2,500 full-body scan herself. Now, Kim Kardashian is notable for not having any particular attributes other than being an influencer and a reality show star. She, to my knowledge, doesn't dance. She doesn't act, except in reality shows. But she's an influencer. And she has 363 million Instagram followers. And you can make a lot of money being an influencer, even if you have a few thousand followers. She is encouraging her 363 million Instagram followers to screen for cancer after getting a full body scan. So she's talking about her experience with a pre-Nuvo machine that she described as, quote, life-changing. She writes on Instagram, beneath a picture of her wearing black scrubs. She always has tailored outfits, and in this case, this is medically appropriate. She's wearing scrubs. The Prenuvo full-body scan has the ability to detect cancer and diseases such as aneurysms in its earliest stages before symptoms arise. It was like getting an MRI for an hour with no radiation. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share hashtag not an ad. Well, technically, it's not an ad, but she's an influencer, and she gets paid for these appearances. And a bunch of stars have gotten into this. People pushed back on this. One person wrote, Kim, this is for wealthy people. People can't afford food right now. Another said the The fact majority of society can't even afford insurance for a simple wellness checkup. But that'd be one thing. You know, the cost of these things not covered by insurance is one thing. But the usefulness of these things is also a concern. Because what they're saying here is that the healthcare community has been debating elective full-body MRI screenings for years. The concern has been whether these scans will actually enhance care and the quality of it, or whether they'll just inflate prices. Moreover, they can reveal a lot of stuff that leads to unnecessary testing, unnecessary expense, unnecessary hardship, and even harm to patients. Because, by the way, CT scans, not MRIs, but CT scans deliver.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road.
That you get. There is indeed an increase in the possibility of developing cancer later in life from these radiation exposures and accruing, of course, additional medical costs as a result. So influencers like Kim Kardashian, often for personal gain, exposure, and fortune, push unproven medical treatments and interventions. And, you know, really, they have a responsibility because they make a lot of money. They have a lot of followers. They're telling people to make what could be life, not necessarily life-saving, but life-changing decisions that are not medically substantiated. So there you have it, my view on screening with whole-body scans, not yet ready for prime time. Maybe in a future date, improved technology will help light up things that are certain to be cancer, that are certain to make a difference. But unfortunately, the technology doesn't deliver on what seems like a pretty reasonable premise. Early detection can save lives. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will now take some time to power down for a few minutes for weekly maintenance, and then we'll be right back on the air. Thank you.
And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Happy Labor Day to you and your family and your workers there that are helping
you
put on the show.
Yeah.
Nice day. String of nice days. Let me just say first, I called about just one thing. It was about the insulin, Lantus. And I take 23 units a day. I'm 63 years old, and I was trying to see if I could wean myself down off of that with berberine. Now, how little do I have to take in order to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're a frequent caller, John, because I'm familiar with your situation, because you say, I'm on insulin. And every time I talk to you, I say, well, why are you on insulin? What's going on that makes you require insulin?
I'll tell you. I went to see you years ago, and you said you probably never get off of insulin. So I'm just, doctor, 35 units. And I was like, I'm eating too much because of that.
Exactly. Because hold on. Because insulin puts you on a merry-go-round of eating more to make sure that your blood sugar doesn't go super low. Because people who have low blood sugar from excess insulin, sometimes they get low.
Justice Crab Feet.
They're eternally indebted to them, Kuehler said. The Veterans Center of Excellence will be a facility assisting veterans with both academic and career services. The services offered will include academic tutoring, early enrollment services, financial aid assistance, internship and job placement, mental health counseling, veteran peer-to-peer mentoring, and workforce scheduling support services. The services will also be available to dependents of veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to intelligent medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day sojourns. And I've got the TV monitor on in the studio, on mute, of course, during the show, as I watch the Colorado TCU game, the TCU Horned Frogs, playing Colorado. Colorado's coached by Deion Sanders, blast from the past, and a real kind of vignette about how aging can be tough. Sanders, who was a premier college football player and a speed demon of a guy on the field during his NFL career with various teams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, Falcons, Redskins, Baltimore Ravens, as a kick returner, as a wide receiver, real fast on his feet. He's now coaching Colorado. And the camera focused in on him as he was limping down the sidelines, and Sanders went through a medical crisis where he developed blood clots in his legs. He was in a wheelchair for much of 2021, and he had a couple of toes amputated, and it was discovered that he had a family history of predisposition to blood clots. And there are certain genetic things that make people prone to that. There are blood screens that can detect these genetic predispositions, but normally you're not screened for these things routinely until you have a potentially life-threatening blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, and these can be really dangerous and threaten amputation. Often amputation is related to diabetes, but that was not the case with Deion Sanders. And so he is truly an example of how sometimes spectacular athletes, even at a relatively young age, may encounter health problems. Right, this item has to do with horseshoe crabs. And horseshoe crabs are familiar to me because where I vacation in the water, right in front of my house, you can see these fascinating animals that are come into shore. Certain times of the year, the females come to lay their eggs, and they drift across the bottom of the sea, and they're like a blast from the prehistoric past. They're animals that were probably around 300 million years ago, and they have survived through the extinction of many species, the dinosaurs and whatnot. And they're just amazing creatures. They also play a role in medicine via something called the limulus assay. There's a need in medicine to make sure that especially things that are injected, not so much things that are taken as oral medications, but injectable medications, need to be pure and free of what are called endotoxins, contaminants that can set up serious reactions if injected. And there is something in the blood of horseshoe crabs that reacts with endotoxins and turns a certain color, so that commercial tests to assess the safety of intravenous products are often used the limulus assay, which requires that horseshoe crabs be harvested and some of their blood is removed, but then they're turned back loose in the wild. It's a little like vampirism by humans to horseshoe crabs. They are bled for their blood, which is blue. And it's estimated that the mortality rates for horseshoe crabs after bleeding are maybe as high as 30%. Whatever the case is, the horseshoe crab population is considered to have declined substantially. They've also been overfished for bait by fishermen. Its eggs provide necessary food for migratory birds. And there's some migratory birds that actually travel from the lowest reaches of South America to the Arctic, 10,000 miles, with the season changes. And they eat the eggs of the horseshoe crab. But the birds are endangered because the horseshoe crab population is declining. Prior to discovery that the horseshoe crab blood contained this substance limulus, previous endotoxic testing involved injecting rabbits with these intravenous things and waiting to see if they get a fever, okay, which is also not very humane. So they thought, well, it's more humane to use the horseshoe crabs. All right, fast forward to the present. Horseshoe crab blood in drug safety testing, it may not be needed much longer because they've come up with synthetic alternatives which have been hailed as a monumental positive change. Many of the companies that used to use the limulus assay are now switching to bioengineered assays. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, all the big companies are getting together and they're saying, no, we're not going to use this horseshoe crab stuff anymore. We've graduated to the era where we can spare the horseshoe crabs bloodletting and we can use a new synthetic assay to prove the safety of things that we're going to inject into humans. All right, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information to order. And you may say, well, great, astaxanthin sounds good. I'll go to Amazon and I'll order some. Problem is, and this is commendable work that's been undertaken by the folks at Now Vitamins, also makers of the professional line Protocol for Life Balance, which is even more stringently quality controlled. They did a survey of products available on Amazon, and they looked specifically at astaxanthin. And what they found is that a very high percentage of products purporting to contain astaxanthin didn't meet the product label claims. There, when they said six, there was two, or sometimes there was none. It was all over the place. So you really want to go to a manufacturer whose products are of the highest quality. You conscientiously test for potency and guarantee that their products deliver what's on the label. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay. They have been saying for a really long time that the culprit in heart disease is cholesterol and saturated fat. But sugar has been relatively ignored as a cause of heart disease. And doubts have now been cast on the role of saturated fat and cholesterol. Some studies suggest that there's not really a correlation between intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And especially if you are on a low-carbohydrate diet where you're avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, saturated fat and cholesterol may make little difference at all. Here's a study. A study looking at nearly 10,000 heart disease cases over 40 years. And what they found is that and the 10,000 heart disease cases were culled from a large study, the Nurses' Health Study, as well as the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study of nearly 39,000 males. So looking at well over 100,000 individuals, nearly 10,000 of whom developed heart disease over 40 years, the study aimed to investigate the associations of individual dietary sugars with heart disease risk. And here's what they found. Calorie for calorie, because there's no question that if you eat a lot of sugar and you eat more fat, you're going to get fat, and that's going to increase your risk of heart disease. So, yeah, the fat contributes to risk. But if you compare toe-to-toe, calorie for calorie, the hazard risk of intake of total sugar and added sugar was positively associated with cardiovascular risk. What's interesting in this study is they found that the sugar contributed by fruits and vegetables, however, was not associated with coronary risk. So their conclusion is that intakes of total sugar, added sugar, and fructose from added sugar and juice, and by the way, fructose is often added to fruit juice, to what are called fruit drinks, because you can't call something adulterated with added sugar a fruit juice. It becomes a fruit drink because sugar is added. But the fructose from whole fruits and vegetables not associated with heart disease risk, but intakes of sugar from added sugar and juice were associated with higher coronary risk. So they, I mean, it's the kind of thing that is a smoking gun for the food industry, because let's say something has been shown to increase the risk of lung cancer, like cigarettes. Well, heart disease, let's face it, heart disease kills maybe 10 times more people than lung cancer does. And if it's been decided that cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer and heart disease death, and now sugar has been established as the cause of coronary death, well, isn't it time to focus on sugar the way we've focused on tobacco as a risk factor for some of the major causes of death in America? Think about it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Let's face it, talking about life insurance is never easy.
But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah, but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined a life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number, and we have a call from Sandy in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's your question, Sandy?
I'm scheduled for a total shoulder and reverse shoulder arthroplasty surgery, and I was told that I'm going to need somebody to help me afterwards, and I live alone and don't have anybody to help me, and I'm wondering if I can take care of myself, what this is going to involve.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know what the specific requirements are for shoulder replacement surgery. It is, from the standpoint of dependency on help, it's a little less than knee replacement or hip replacement, but surely you're going to find yourself limited in terms of your ability to take care of yourself. If you live alone, you have to prepare food for yourself. If you have to do certain things around the house, if you have to shop, for example. So it sounds like you're going to need a little help short term. You say you don't have anybody around. You may have to, go out there and hire somebody to get help.
Well, the help that I need, I don't need help with those things, but the help I need with, I didn't know what it's going to be like with the dressing, and they say that an arm mobilizer needs to be put on and taken off. And,
well, I think that's what, typically, yeah, that's what happens. You know, I recall that when I was working in the hospital, it's been many years since I worked in the hospital, but what we would do with cases like this is we'd hand people over to the, quote, social worker. I don't know what they call them these days in the hospital. But these people work closely with discharge planning. In other words, they plan not just what happens in the hospital, but what's going to happen when you go home. Because there's no point in doing an operation, sending a patient home, and then the patient experiences difficulty, has a problem, and then ends up bouncing back into the hospital. So usually the hospital arranges for some kind of aftercare. And to a large extent, that's often included, bundled into the surgery. It's considered an essential component of the surgery, and it's covered by insurance. I mean, look, surely if you are rich, you can say, well, I'm going to hire a private duty nurse who's going to sleep on a cot in my living room and cater to my every whim for the few days or a couple of weeks until I'm able to take care of myself, deal with the aftercare, like, removing and replacing the dressing, making sure that the wound is healing properly.
that kind of thing. But that's usually handled as part of any kind of surgical intervention. So that should be that shouldn't be that much of a problem. Here's an item that talks about, washing the bedding and washing the pillows. How often should you do that? It seems like I'm always washing and washing and washing the bedding. And I wonder, is it overkill? Because, after a while, those pillowcases wear out, and you have to replace them. So maybe I'd get more mileage out of my pillowcases if I didn't wash them so darn often. Well, it turns out I'm right about it. Unwashed pillowcases contain more bacteria than toilet seats, according to a report. It says here that an unwashed pillowcase could harbor 3 million bacteria after just a week. It's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat, according to a new report. Okay, here's what happens. Allergens, fungi, and dead skin are among the things that accumulate on pillowcases, and they can attract dust mites, which feed on human skin. Yuck. And microscopic critters like bacteria, fungus, because you get into bed and you contaminate your bed linens with dead skin cells, about 50 million per day. There's sweat, there's makeup, there's lotions, hair, anything else you picked up during the day through contact, certainly some bacteria, some viruses, pollen, pet dander, mold, dirt particles. So wash your pillowcases frequently because, hey, you're putting your face in them and you're inhaling all that junk. That's not good for allergies and potentially for infections. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
There's a method to the madness. Biden plans to ask Congress for billions more dollars for another COVID vaccine. With more masks and vaccines, maybe stimulus checks? Americans' wallets can't survive another free money handout. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden told reporters Sunday in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, he was not on vacation. He said, but he can't go home. Unprompted, the president walked up to reporters and said the Secret Service has been doing work on his longtime primary residence in Wilmington to make it more secure. It has been months since he has spent a night there. A former GOP governor says there are too many people in the Republican presidential field.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan believes the GOP field is too crowded and that some candidates should consider getting out of the race, especially if they fail to qualify for debates. He told CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't want to see a repeat of 2016 when Donald Trump was victorious in a crowded contest. Hogan also said he's not closing the door to being on top of a no-labels ticket, putting forth an independent candidate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Many of the major reforms to ticket sellers in the U.S. have failed to pass this year.
The proposals were inspired in part by complaints from fans who were unable to buy tickets last fall to Taylor Swift's Summer Stadium Tour. The outrage even prompted congressional hearings and bills in state legislatures to better protect consumers when they try to buy tickets. One proposal in Congress has failed so far to advance in the U.S. Senate. Legislation in Colorado was vetoed by the governor after drawing concerns from consumer groups. Legislation in California has been delayed until at least next year. Bob Agner reporting.
A Minnesota prison says they've resolved without incident a situation involving about 100 inmates in one housing unit who wouldn't return to their cells. Corrections officers say the inmates had indicated dissatisfaction because of understaffed facility, had to limit inmates' time out of their cells, but advocates outside the Stillwater prison said the inmates were fed up with unfair and unsafe conditions amid the excessive heat. More at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Students at the University of North Carolina launched a petition drive to improve the school's emergency response after last week's fatal shooting of a faculty member on campus.
Many students are now criticizing the school's response with no clear directions on where they should go, what they should do, or what was taking place, which turned out to be a homicide. Stefano Ongowski, the day after the lockdown.
When the chancellor commented on students being informed of a supposed protocol, there may be one that exists, but students have by no means been informed of it.
Another student, Micah Baldonado, has been parading with a signboard on campus collecting signatures to petition the school to improve communications during emergencies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Four astronauts back on Earth after a six-month stay at the International Space Station. The SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Atlantic early Monday off the Florida coast. More news at townhall.com. Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature wants to impeach a newly elected liberal state Supreme Court justice.
The unprecedented attempt to impeach and remove Justice Janet Protasiewicz comes as the court is being called upon to throw out the legislative electoral maps drawn by the legislature in 2011 that cemented the GOP's majorities in both the Assembly and Senate. The court is under no deadline to decide whether to hear the redistricting challenges. Likewise, Protasiewicz does not have a deadline for deciding whether she will recuse herself. Both decisions could come at any point. Jason Walker reporting.
Las Vegas residents drying out after 2 days of heavy rainfall that flooded streets and prompted various water rescues. More details and the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell in Comedy Time as we begin with Ezra Stone as teenager Henry Aldrich. And later, Jack Benny and his talented cast broadcast live from a military base in San Diego, performing for an audience of U.S. Marines during World War II. Broadway playwright Clifford Goldsmith created Henry Aldrich. Although the high schooler was initially just a minor character, in Goldsmith's 1938 stage production, What a Life. But radio star Rudy Valli saw the play and asked the writer to create some skits which centered around Henry for his variety show. It was a success, and the Aldrich family debuted as a 1939 summer replacement for the Jack Benny program, then got its own time slot that fall. This example is from the evening of March 8, 1942.
The Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry Aldrich. Brought to you by the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding. Do you remember when you were in your teens? Well, when you listen to Henry Aldrich and his pals, we think you'll sort of be able to detect a little of yourself. For Henry Aldrich is a typical American boy from a typical American family. Just listen and see if I'm not right. It's noon in Centerville, and as the scene opens, Henry and his pal Dizzy Stevens are just coming down the stone steps of Central High School on their way to lunch.
Well, Dizzy, what I want to know is where it could have gone. Listen, a lunchbox isn't something a person just overlooks.
Well, you certainly overlooked yours.
Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody took mine. Boy, I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
Can't you buy anything?
How am I going to buy anything? The only thing I've got in my pockets is this knife.
Gee whiz, Henry. You wouldn't like to sell that knife, would you?
Oh, no. It's got two blades, a corkscrew, and a combined can opener and nail file.
I'll give you 20 cents for it.
No.
I'll give you 30 cents.
No. Say, Dizzy, I think I know who took my lunch.
Yeah, who?
Irwin Cooper, and he's right over there. Hey, Irwin.
I'll wait here.
What do you have, Henry, my boy?
Irwin, I don't like to insinuate anything, but you haven't by any chance seen my lunch, have you?
What are you trying to do? Kid me?
Don't you have the locker next to mine?
What if I have?
Well, I remember distinctly when I put my lunchbox in my locker this morning, you were standing right by it.
Go on.
Now, wait, Irwin. Don't try to walk away. Irwin. Hey, Irwin!
Hey, Henry. What do you think just happened to me?
What?
Do you remember Violet Hawkins?
Who's she?
The girl I always wanted a date with and never dared dream she'd even look at me.
I don't know her.
Sure you know her. She's the one that slapped me in the face the time I tied her to the desk.
Did she just slap you again?
No. Wait till I tell you. She just asked me to be a partner at the class picnic.
She did?
Sure. Who are you going with?
Oh, I haven't asked anyone yet.
You're not supposed to. You have to wait until a girl asks you.
I do?
Sure. Hasn't anyone asked you yet?
Well, I've been too busy for anyone to ask me. How could they even find me when I've been here, there, and everywhere looking for something?
I found you.
Dizzy, do you happen to know the name of that girl in our class with blonde hair?
With blonde hair?
Yeah.
That's the way half of them are.
No, she's the one that when she speaks, it's in sort of a low voice.
Oh!
You know who I mean?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, Dizzy, she wears high-heeled shoes, and Irwin Cooper is crazy about her.
Oh, I think I know the one you mean. That darn girl, Henry.
What's the matter with her? Boy, I wish he'd asked me to go to the picnic.
Henry, do you realize what you're doing with that knife?
What?
You just cut your tie in two.
Gee whiz, and that was one of my best.
Henry, you ought to sell that knife before you do some real serious damage.
No.
I'll give you 50 cents for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, with 50 cents you can buy out the school cafeteria.
I'm hungry, but I'm not going to sell this knife. And besides, look.
What is it?
I just found 10 cents in my pocket.
Are you sure that isn't mine?
How would your dime get in my pants pocket?
Well, I had a dime and change this morning.
Henry, Henry, Aubrey!
She was Dizzy. Stand in front of me, quick.
What's the matter?
Come on, let's go across the street to DeHaven's drugstore. Hurry up, Dizzy.
Hey, wait for me, Henry.
Henry, somebody's calling
you. It's Agnes Lawson. She ruins every lunch hour I have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you before she ruins mine.
Dizzy, come back.
Henry, I want to ask you something.
I'm busy, Agnes.
But wait, Henry.
What for?
Henry, do you like fried chicken?
Why, like what?
Do you like peanut butter sandwiches?
How many do you have?
Do you like deviled eggs?
Listen, Agnes, I'll take anything.
Well, how would you like to take me to the picnic?
You mean you haven't got any of those things with you?
Of course I haven't. Would you like to be my partner, Henry?
Well, the only thing is...
Oh, has somebody else asked you?
Well, somebody asked me not to accept any offers until I see about something else.
I love to put up a lunch, Henry. I just get the biggest kick out of it.
Don't talk any more about food, Agnes.
Huh?
I'm starved. The last class I had was in nutrition.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Henry.
Gee whiz, I'm hungry enough to eat a well-balanced lunch. Say, Agnes, you know who that was that just went into DeHaven's drugstore there?
Just now?
Yeah, that girl. With blonde hair and high-heeled shoes.
Oh, come on, let's go in and see.
Oh, I don't think you better go in, too. I'm going in to meet a couple of the fellas in here.
Oh, you are? Well, will you let me know about the picnic, Henry?
Yeah, give me 3 days, Agnes. But if you'd rather not wait that long, I'll understand.
Goodbye, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hiya, Homer.
Henry, come over by this table a minute.
What'll you have?
Do you know who that girl is sitting at the counter?
Which one?
The blonde with the blue eyes.
Yeah, isn't she a beauty, though?
You couldn't loan me a dime, could you?
Well, that's all I got myself, Homer.
I'll pay you 25% interest.
No, I've got to go over to the counter and get my lunch.
I saw her first, though, Henry.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I guess this young lady was here first.
Oh, well, I haven't decided yet.
Oh. Mister, is that baked ham there?
Yes, sir.
What's that next to it?
Roast beef.
Oh. What's this?
Sliced chicken.
Well, I'll take apple pie.
Apple pie.
A small piece. That's a nickel, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Put a scoop of ice cream on it.
Could I trouble you for a paper napkin, please?
Oh, sure. How many would you like?
Just one.
Here, gee whiz. Take the whole container.
Do you want whipped cream on that pie?
Well,
no extra charge.
Shoot the works.
Hey,
Not bad.
That'll be 15 cents.
15 cents?
Nickel for the pie, dime for the large ice cream.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, only, did I happen to order ice cream in the first place?
You don't want this?
Well, would it be an awful lot of trouble if I didn't take it?
You mean I gotta dismantle this thing?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid so.
Listen, what do you want?
Well,
Could I have the menu, please?
Oh, sure. You wouldn't like a piece of apple pie on me, would you?
Oh, I don't think I should.
Well, why not? Gee whiz, mister, one apple pie and, I think I'll take the same.
Just plain?
Yes, sir, plain. Well, it certainly seems good to have spring here.
Mm-hmm.
I like spring. I like to go on picnics, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you going to the class picnic?
Well, I'm not saying yet.
Buddy, what's the idea of shaking pepper all around?
Gee whiz, mister, I didn't even know I had it in my hand.
Would anyone mind if I should take ice cream on my pie?
You want ice cream, too?
Large or small?
Well, I think I'll take, small.
Not large?
How about you, buddy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll eat anything at all.
I must be hungrier than you.
Yeah. Frankly, I was just going to eat to kill time anyhow.
Oh, could I have a chocolate malted, too?
A chocolate malted?
One chalk!
Yes, sir. One chocolate malt.
What is your name?
My name's Henry Aldridge.
My name's Geraldine Love.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz. Geraldine Love.
Who takes the check?
I'll pay for it. I wonder if...
Who are you looking for?
I just thought there might be someone in here I know.
Who?
I wonder whether there could be anyone outside looking for me. Would you mind excusing me for just a second while I step out?
How about this check?
I'll be right back. Dizzy? Hey, Dizzy.
What do you have?
Come here. I'm in a terrible position.
What happened?
Hurry up. Here's my knife. Give me that 50 cents.
I haven't got 50 cents anymore.
No?
No, I've been getting something to eat.
Haven't you anything?
Just 30 cents.
Well, gee whiz, that'll make 40 cents. Give it to me. Here's the knife.
Oh, did you decide to eat after all?
Only in a way I did.
Well, here, gee, thanks.
So long. Yeah, I've got to go back in.
Was anyone out in front?
Was there? And was it a good thing I saw him?
That'll be 20, 30, 40 cents.
Huh? Is that all?
Aren't you going to eat anything?
Gee, if you could have seen the lunch I brought from home.
Oh, you've already eaten?
I stuffed myself.
Hey, Henry.
What do you have, Dizzy?
Your mother's out here.
My mother?
Henry, dear, I've been looking all over for you.
Is somebody sick, Mother?
No, dear, you left your lunchbox at home in the living room.
Mother.
Well, dear, you can't go all day without anything to eat.
But, Mother, I've had more than enough. I left that box home on purpose.
Hi, Geraldine. Is that you in there?
Oh, hello, Erwin.
Listen, where did you come from, Erwin?
Oh, I see you found your box, Henry. Now maybe you can eat something.
Henry.
Mother, do you mind if I change the subject for just a minute? I want you to meet Geraldine Love.
Hello. Come on, Erwin. Let's go over to school.
Okay.
It was nice to have met you, Henry.
Gee whiz, she's gone.
Who is that young woman, Henry?
She's the best-looking girl in school, Mother.
She's hardly the best-mannered.
But you don't really know her. And while I appreciate your bringing this lunchbox, I do think you could have handed it to me more cautiously.
Henry, Agnes Lawson's mother phoned this morning.
Well?
She said I wanted to know whether you wouldn't like to go to the class picnic with Agnes.
I hope you didn't tell her I would.
Well, why wouldn't you, dear?
Mother, I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Because.
Henry, there isn't any girl you know quite as nice as Agnes.
But, Mother, she can't begin to compare with Geraldine.
I'm sure she isn't as rude as that young woman.
You're just jumping at conclusions.
Henry, Agnes's mother has always been so nice to you.
And so is Agnes. But she's still not my idea of a girl I'd like to go on a picnic with.
Then I don't think you should accept any more of her hospitality.
Henry, aren't you going to be late to class?
Oh, hello, Agnes.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldridge. The last bell may ring any minute, Henry.
Well, there's still lots of time, Agnes.
Henry, don't you think this would be a good time to tell Agnes what we were just discussing?
But, Mother, look at the clock. I didn't know it was so late.
It won't take 1 minute.
What is it about?
Well, Agnes, would you like to have me go to the picnic with you?
Oh, Henry, of course.
Well, I'd like to go with you.
See that, dear? It didn't take 1 second.
Oh, I'm so glad you can go, Henry.
I think I'd better hurry.
Do you mind if I walk with you?
No.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Mrs. Aldridge.
When are you going to eat your lunch?
During music.
Henry, let's hurry across the street.
Oh, Henry Aldridge.
Oh, gee whiz, Geraldine.
Could I see you alone, Henry?
I'll wait for you right at the entrance, Henry.
You better go right on in, Agnes.
Henry?
Well?
Henry, Erwin Cooper can't go to the picnic. Would you like to be my partner?
I? Be your partner?
Of course.
Well, gee whiz.
Would you?
The only thing is...
Has someone else asked you?
I can fix it, all right. I can fix it. I'm sure I can.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, Henry. Henry, I'm so thrilled you can go.
Gee whiz, think how I feel. I'm going with you. Boy, I'm going with you.
Can you bring the lunch, Henry?
I bring it?
Oh, I just hate to put up an old lunch.
Sure, I'd be very glad to.
Oh, my goodness, we better hurry.
Henry! Hey, Henry, I've got a message for you. Come here.
What is it, Dizzy?
Come here.
Could you excuse me, Geraldine?
You won't forget, Henry.
Forget? How could I?
Listen, Henry, let me tell you, boy, you're going to pass right out.
Why?
I fixed it up for you.
You fixed what up for me?
To go to the picnic.
With who?
The girl you said you wanted to meet.
But I just met her.
Oh, no, Henry, that isn't the girl you wanted to meet.
I just talked to the one you want. She's crazy to have you go.
But, Dizzy, I've already got a date with this one.
It's too late to tell the one I've talked to you can't go, Henry. She busted a date purposely. Boy, aren't I your pal?
I'll say you're my pal. That makes three girls and one picnic.
You're listening to the Aldridge Family. We'll be back right after this short break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Agnes. She'll have to eat her lunch alone.
Oh, no, she won't, dear.
But, Mother, I couldn't take her.
You certainly will, dear.
But what will Geraldine think?
You've known Agnes a great deal longer than you have Geraldine.
But, Mother, haven't you caught on? I'm not fond of Agnes. If I take her, I'll be embarrassed the whole afternoon.
Mary, could you let me speak to Henry alone, please?
Yes, Mother. But I fully disapprove of the whole thing.
That's because neither one of you is a boy. And what's more, you've never had to take out Agnes.
Henry, I realize Geraldine must be a very pretty girl.
Well, she's beautiful, Mother.
Well, let's grant she's the most beautiful girl that ever lived. But don't you see how Agnes is going to feel? And her mother's always been so nice to you.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, Mother. I'm very fond of Agnes's mother. In fact, if it were a choice, I'd rather take her.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm not going to say anything more.
I see. Does that mean yes or no, Mother?
I've said all I'm going to.
Henry, Dizzy's at the front door.
Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Diz.
Henry, I'm in an emergency.
What's the matter?
Do you want to buy this knife? I'll let you have it for 50 cents.
It isn't worth 50.
You try to sell it to me for 50. And if you don't buy it, I won't have any lunch at the picnic.
Why not?
My girl can't go.
She can't, Dizzy?
No.
It would be your girl. Listen, Dizzy. If I'll fix you up with one of the swellest girls you ever met in your life, will you give me that knife?
Are you kidding me?
Do you like fried chicken?
Oh.
And peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh.
And deviled eggs?
Oh, sure I do.
Give me the knife, Dizzy.
Here, who is it?
Come here while I telephone. Boy, are you in luck. Hello, operator.
Gee whiz, what's she like?
She's a dream.
Yeah?
And she's got the swellest mother. Oh. Operator, I want Walnut 373.
Walnut 3... Now, wait a minute, Henry. Isn't that Agnes's number?
Dizzy, her mother can cook.
I know, Henry, but I'm not interested.
She's got a lunch basket that's really a laundry hamper.
She has?
Mm-hmm. Oh, operator, the line's busy. Well, will you let me know when it isn't? Boy, am I going to have a swell time with Geraldine. You know what I'm going to do, Dizzy?
What?
Well, I'm going to rent a canoe,
see? Where'd you get the money?
I sold a set of books I never read. And hey, look at this phonograph.
Gee whiz, what did you sell to get that?
Oh, nothing. Want to listen to something swell? Ever hear anything like it, Dizzy? I got a pillow from Princeton, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to let Geraldine sit on it. Right in the middle of the canoe. And then, you know what?
And then what?
Well, you know that cove way over on the far side of the lake?
Yeah.
Boy, is that a swell place to eat lunch.
Gee whiz.
Hello?
Henry, look what happened to the record.
Hello, Agnes. Agnes, how would you like to have me arrange a very pleasant surprise? How would you enjoy going today with Dizzy Stevens?
What does she say, Henry?
Oh, no, Agnes. I think you've got the wrong idea of him.
What's that?
Oh, no, Agnes. He isn't like that.
Hang up, Henry.
Henry, to whom are you talking?
To Agnes, Mrs. Aldridge.
Henry, you are not to tell her you can't take her.
Yeah, but Mother,
did you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Agnes. I'd like to go with you. No, I'd be very glad to. I'll pick you up in about an hour. Goodbye.
Henry, could I have my knife?
Gee whiz. Am I going to have a swell time? Agnes and Geraldine, both at once.
see anyone coming, Agnes?
Well, maybe she changed her mind, Henry.
I'm sure Geraldine is coming. She told me she was.
Oh, couldn't we get into the canoe here? You know, I've always wanted to go in a canoe.
Haven't you ever been in one?
No.
Can you swim?
No, I can't.
Is that right? Oh, gee, look who's coming down the path.
Who is it?
Geraldine. I'll be back in a second, Agnes.
Oh, gosh, Henry, why don't you wait here on the dock?
Well, I've got to help her carry her sweater.
Hello, Henry.
Hello. So you came, huh? Let me carry your sweater for you.
Thank you ever so much. Henry, who's that down on the dock?
Well, it seems, Geraldine, there was a misunderstanding.
Henry, that girl isn't going with us, is she?
Geraldine, she's just a friend of the family.
But I asked you to go.
Well, I'm here to go with you. She's really going just for my mother.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now look who's here.
Oh, Erwin Cooper, I thought you couldn't come.
I'm here, though. How are you, Henry? Glad to see you, my boy.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, we're both glad to see you.
Henry!
Who's that calling you, Henry?
It's just a girl.
Henry!
Yes, Agnes! What's the matter?
Oh, Henry, look. She's got 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot in the canoe. And she's holding your lunch basket right over the water.
Hey, Agnes, pull your legs together.
I'm going to fall in.
Well, put that lunch basket down, Agnes.
I'm going.
I know it. I'll pull her out. It's only 3 feet deep. Grab the canoe, Agnes. Stand up. Get your head out of the water.
Oh, Henry, I'm drowning.
Agnes, don't be childish. Just get off your knees.
And then what?
Then wade in.
I'm coming, Henry.
Open your eyes. You're wading the wrong way. Here, give me your hand, Agnes.
All right. Here.
Come on now. Up.
There.
Don't drip in the lunch basket.
I won't, Henry. I'll just squeeze my dress out a little here and there. I'll be all right.
Now look, Agnes, don't you think you ought to go right straight home?
No, the sun's awfully warm. We can get in the canoe and it'll be dry by the time we get to the other side of the lake.
Where's Geraldine?
Oh, there she is. Look, out on the lake with Erwin.
Gee whiz. They're in a canoe. And they took my lunch basket.
Come on, Henry. Get in this canoe with me, huh?
Sure. I'll get in.
Isn't it lucky you have this crimson pillow for me to sit on?
Yeah. Say, did you know your hair has all come down?
I let it down on purpose. Henry, do you mind if I play this phonograph while I lean back in the sun?
Well, if you have to.
We're lucky. Everything has ended up just beautifully.
I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm through with them forever.
Really, Henry?
I've never seen a girl yet that didn't turn out to be a disappointment.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just hard to please. Could you put some more sunburn lotion on me?
I'll ask Mary to.
Don't let Mary get near me. She'll put it right where my poison ivy is.
The Aldrich Family and the School Picnic from March 8, 1942. Although Ezra Stone was quite effective and popular in the role of teenager Henry Aldrich, he was actually in his mid-20s at the time. I'm Greg Bell, and as I mentioned earlier, that comedy series debuted on radio as a 1939 summer replacement for the Jack Benny program. Well, that's exactly where we're headed next on When Radio Was, as Jack and the Gang broadcast before a live audience of U.S. Marines. It begins right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries.
But these are deeper waters than I'd thought. I should like to have a little glance into the details of this case. There's something in it which fascinates me extremely. If you'll permit it, Watson, we'll step round with the inspector to test the truth of one or two little fancies of mine.
Would it make any difference if I objected?
None whatsoever.
The game's afoot. Radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
No, Watson. The born criminal is often a monstrous egotist. His mind is unhinged from the beginning. What he wants, he must have. Because he thinks a thing, it is right. Because he does a thing, it will escape detection.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirits, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD7. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD7.
You've reasoned it out beautifully, Holmes. It's so long a chain, and yet every link rings true.
It saved me from ennui. Alas, I already feel it closing in upon me. My life is spent in one long effort to escape from the commonplace of existence. These little problems help me to do so.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Williamsport, Pennsylvania, one of the most important things director of the Vet Center, June Moser, wants veterans to know is that they're not alone. We want our veterans that need our services to know that we're here so that we can help them with readjustment, with trauma, with PTSD. You know, there's so many out there that are trying to be okay on their own, and they're struggling and think that maybe they're the only one, but they're not. Pennsylvania had the largest National Guard to be deployed out of the nation. They were the state that had the most veterans that were Army National Guard that were deployed that have suffered some very traumatic experiences and that still don't know that we're here. So it's like, we are here just for you. To highlight what the center offers, they recently held an open house.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Now, the Jack Benny program, which was broadcast live from a military base during World War II. While it began in 1939, the United States would not enter that war until December of 41, following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And this Benny episode is from just 3 months later, originally broadcast on the evening of March 8th. 1942.
The Jell-O program, coming to you from the Marine Corps base in San Diego, brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Puddings, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. For now, ladies and gentlemen, as I announced before, our program this evening comes to you from the United States Marine Corps base in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
The Marines who sail the seven seas on our battleships and cruisers, who pitch their tents in the blazing heat of tropical jungles or face the wintry winds of the far north.
You said it.
So without further ado, we bring you a man who thinks Marine is something to drop in your eyes, Jack Benny.
That's murine. I know the difference. Anyhow, hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And, Don, that was a beautiful tribute you just gave to the Marines. They're a swell bunch of fellas, and they deserve it.
They certainly do. By the way, Jack, during the First World War, you were a Marine yourself, weren't you?
Me? No. No, forget it, Don. Anyway, it sure is great.
Well, now, Jack, I'm sure these boys here are interested in your military record. Did you serve in the artillery?
No.
The infantry?
With my feet? Are you kidding? Forget it, Don. Forget it.
No. I'd like to find out. Which branch of the service were you in?
Well, Come here, Don. I'll whisper it to you. Don, I enlisted in the... for 3 years.
Oh, you were a sailor.
Quiet! Don, for heaven's sake, I want to be friends with these boys. God.
Oh, now, there's no need of getting upset, Jack. Nowadays, sailors and Marines are the best of friends. Why, they're pals.
Pals, eh? Well, years ago, when I was in the service, they weren't quite so chummy. I'll never forget one time when I was at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station. You know, I was in love with a girl, and so was this Marine, about 6'2".
Your girl?
No, the Marine. My girl was only 6 foot. That is, in her bare feet. Well, anyway...
Oh, didn't she wear shoes?
No, this was in the summertime. we both came up to this girl's front door one night, and the Marine said to me, where do you think you're going, tight pants? So I said, I'm going to see Eva. That was the girl's name, Eva Slatko. So this Marine said to me, oh, you are, eh? And I said, yeah, you want to make something out of it?
And what happened?
What was that?
What happened?
Oh, the next morning I had 3 teeth put back in and I haven't seen the guy since. I'm sorry, Don, I missed my place there for a minute. But as you say, Don, there's no reason why sailors and leathernecks shouldn't get along together. They're all fighting for the same cause. And after all... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hi, boys.
Well, Mary, here we are in San Diego.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The next time I come down here, it won't be in that Maxwell of yours. What a trip.
What's the matter with you?
I'm so black and blue, you think I went dancing at the Paris Inn last night.
Paris Inn? Oh, a dining and dancing spot, eh?
Dining, dancing, and wrestling.
Well, I must go over there later.
So you had a pretty tough ride in the Maxwell, huh, Mary?
Don, it would have been a very pleasant trip if we hadn't had that blowout at San Clemente.
The blowout was at Laguna Beach. We came down in San Clemente.
All right, for 10 minutes, we were unidentified aircraft. All we had was a blowout.
And that silly experiment of yours. That's what held us up.
Mary, that experiment may not have worked, but it's ideas like that that the government wants nowadays.
What was it, Mary?
Oh.
Well, Jack didn't have a spare, so he bought 1,000 packages of gum and told Rochester to chew them into a tire.
Listen, if it had worked, I'd be famous. Well, look who's here. Goldilocks and his 3 curls. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. Here I am, man. Tear down the roof. Thank you. Now I'm happy.
Then stop bowing.
Well, I'm thrilled, Jackson. It's sure great to be down here entertaining all these leatherheads.
They're leather necks. You're the leatherhead. However, I must say... I can't understand how I made that mistake before. However, I must say you got here on time for a change. Did you just blow into town, Phil?
No, we got in last night. And then Frankie, my guitar player, and me went down to Tijuana.
Tijuana, eh?
You know, on a Goodwill tour.
I'll bet. May I inquire what you boys were drinking?
A little Mexican buttermilk. Tequila, they call it.
Tequila? Say, I hear that's pretty strong stuff.
You ought to try it sometime, Jackson. First you swallow a glass of it, and then you chew on a lemon.
I see.
And after the 4th drink, if you ain't got a lemon, just chew your glass. It don't make no difference.
Well...
Well, that stuff must pack a wallop.
Yeah, and on our way home, we were hit by lightning and we bent it.
After this short pause, we'll return with Jack Benny and the Gang, right here on When Radio Was.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
While the band Queen wasn't singing about Asus in their 1989 hit I Want It All, they could have been talking about the Asus ZenBook 14 OLED laptop, model number UM3402, as you do get it all in this thin and light yet powerful laptop, and with an exceptional OLED screen and long-lasting 75-watt-hour battery. Measuring under 17 millimeters thin and weighing just 1.39 kilograms, the ZenBook 14 OLED was built for effortless portability. Complementing its modern and elegant design is a breathtaking display, an ultra-wide screen, 16:10 aspect ratio, OLED nano-edge touchscreen with pixel-perfect 2.8K resolution and high dynamic range, or HDR, for better contrast, brightness up to 550 nits, and more vivid Pantone validated color accuracy. For more, visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood In Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Laredo, Texas, a $1.4 million federal earmark was announced last week by Representative Henry Kuehler to create the Laredo College Veterans Center of Excellence. Our brave veterans have sacrificed so much to defend our nation, and we are eternally indebted to them, Kuehler said. The Veterans Center of Excellence will be a facility assisting veterans with both academic and career services. The services offered will include academic tutoring, early enrollment services, financial aid assistance, internship and job placement, mental health counseling, veteran peer-to-peer mentoring, and workforce scheduling support services. The services will also be available to dependents of veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
Well, Phil, now that we've heard about your adventures in Tijuana, how about playing a band number for the boys?
Okay, Jackson.
And play something nice, will you? Hold it a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I was wondering, would you like to join the Marines?
Yes, I would.
Well, join us. We're going to the Paris Inn tonight.
Get out of here! Silly guy. Gee, I wish I could join the Marines, though. They're a red-blooded organization.
They wouldn't give you any, whether you join or not.
I don't want any. Play, Phil. I can't understand how I made a mistake on that first spot. I don't know what happened to my script, you know?
Thank you.
I can't understand how I made that mistake. Oh, well. That was he's 1A in the Army and A1 in my heart, played by Phil Harris and his internationally famous orchestra. Internationally famous meaning they're as well known in Tijuana as they are in San Diego. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Tijuana, they love me there.
Isn't it amazing? You can't insult the guy. Oh, I made that mistake. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey, Jack, can I read my poem now?
Mary, I told you that you can't do any more of your silly poem.
Oh, Mr. Benny, here I am.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Curtsy. Well, our little gang is all assembled.
Hey, is Joan Bennett here yet?
Quiet. That's our surprise. What a kid. Well, Dennis, are you enjoying yourself here in San Diego?
I sure am. I went to Balboa Park this morning, and what a zoo they got there. What a zoo!
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, and you know what, Mr. Benny?
What?
I saw a baboon there that looked exactly like Fred Allen.
Like... Like Fred Allen, eh? That's a good one. He has got long arms, you know. What was the baboon doing, Dennis?
He was picking fleas off another one that resembled you somewhat.
What do you mean?
Here's a peanut, Jack. Catch.
Thanks. Now cut that out. Say, I must go over and take a look at that baboon that looks like me. I've never seen one with big blue eyes. Must be quite a novelty.
What else you see there, Dennis?
Well, I saw lions and tigers and elephants, and then I saw a great big dinosaur.
Dennis, that's impossible. You couldn't have seen a dinosaur.
Of course not. She's in New York with Eddie Cantor.
That's dinosaur! Phil, that you're thinking of Dinah Shore.
Can I read my poem now?
Not now, Mary. I'm leading up to something. All right, Don. Dinah Shore.
Oh, Jack, this one is utterly fantastic.
Don, I won't go through this every week. Dinah Shore.
But, Jack, people are beginning to talk. Everybody says, there goes that goofy Wilson.
I don't want to hear another word about it. Now, go ahead. Dinah Shore.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you have dinner, be sure to serve Jell-O for dessert. Because whether you dine at sea or dine ashore...
Wonderful.
You will find that Jell-O with its new locked-in flavor is America's favorite gelatin dessert. I'm sorry, Dinah.
Well, personally, Don, I thought it was very, very clever.
Two berries, yes.
It's worth it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day, our tenor...
Wait a minute. I'm going to read my poem to these boys.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they can take it. That's one thing. What's the title of your poem, Mary?
Tell it to the Marines, but don't get tough about it.
Say, you've got something there. Proceed.
I salute all you Marines, old and young and in between. And I really think you're tops. You're just the guys to stop the jops.
Jops, you mean Japs.
Japs, Jops. Knock the sukiyaki out of them.
Right. Continue.
You fellas fight on land or sea, in the air, up a tree.
They can fight anywhere.
And when you boys get liberty, you slug it out over girls like me.
Well, that keeps them in condition, I suppose. Go ahead.
I've gone with boys from Georgia Tech and Yale and Harvard by the peck. But here's one thing I'll say by heck. I'd rather neck a leather neck. Yeah.
The first half of a wartime episode of the Jack Benny program from the spring of 1942. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and you heard Jack, Phil, and Don joke about singer and actress Dinah Shore, with Harris even mentioning that she was in New York with Eddie Cantor. You see, at the time, she indeed was the featured vocalist on Cantor's NBC musical variety series, known as It's Time to Smile. It was one of Shore's first major radio gigs. Later, she would get her own series, and of course move to television in the early 1950s, and pretty much stay there into the 80s. Dinosaur earned 8 Emmy Awards and 9 gold records, and received a prestigious USO medallion for a significant achievement. I'll share that with you and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about singer, actress, and talk show host Dinah Shore. She was the topic of discussion on the Jack Benny program, which was airing live in front of some U.S. Marines at a San Diego military base. Among her many achievements, I mentioned she was awarded a USO medallion. The reason? Dinah Shore is credited as the first entertainer to visit GIs on the front lines of World War II. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to take a little time and visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.